The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Cindy Fowler from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Garden Helper website, the Garden Smart e-newsletter, the Triangle Gardener magazine, HTV's Weekend Gardener e-newsletter, and maybe from Jerry Baker's Terrific Garden Tonics, if we have time. I'll start with HGTV's Weekend Gardener e-newsletter, Winter Gardening Don'ts. Not watering new trees. Trees that you plant in fall need consistent watering as they enter their first winter. If winter brings frozen soil without snow, give your tree a drink during any times of above freezing temperatures. One hoseless way to ferry water to a tree is with a water bag in a cart. Next. Failing to deadhead self-sowers. Plants that self-sow aggressively in the landscape can be beautiful in bloom, but a gardener's nightmare if allowed to go to seed. Clip seed heads on plants that tend to self-host heavily in your garden. Good candidates include Joe Pye Weed, Goldenrod, Boltonia, and Black-Eyed Susans. Skipping mulch. A winter mulch can be a gardener's best friend, especially around new additions to the landscape. That extra mulch layer can help prevent frost heave around new plants that may not have an extensive root system to help keep them anchored in soil as it freezes and thaws. Put a 2-inch thick layer around the base of plants to insulate roots. Spraying for weeds. Be sure to read the label of your favorite weed killer for common chemicals like Roundup. 50 degrees Fahrenheit is usually the lowest temperature where the product remains effective at killing weeds. Many plants essentially stop growing as soil temperatures fall into the 50 degree range, so at that point, spraying is a waste of time and money. The answer is to spray early in the fall season while plants are actively growing and air temps are still in the ideal 60 degree range. No pre-snow cleanup. In snowy winter climates, aim to clean up the garden before early snowfalls arrive. Doing this helps to reduce winter resting places for pests and diseases that go into hiding once snow flies. It's also easier on you. No frozen fingers. Not destroying veggie crops. It is vital to destroy spent vegetable crops, especially those that hosted problem pests like Mexican bean beetles. Don't toss these plants into a compost pile unless you know it heats enough to destroy pests and eggs. It's safer to dispose of infested plants and fallen leaves in bags you put at the curb for garbage pickup. Failing to use frost blankets. If you have a garden that's actively producing when frost threatens, there's no excuse for not investing in some season-extending equipment to keep the fresh flavors and nutrition from coming into your garden. This kit costs under $25 and comes with built-in hoops and the ability to extend up to 18 feet. Letting grass grow too long. In snowy regions, grass that goes into winter without being mowed is more prone to develop snow mold. Try to give grass one last cut before winter snows arrive. Also, once the ground freezes, stay off the lawn. Frozen grass is more prone to breaking as you walk on it, which can damage individual grass crowns. Not wrapping vulnerable shrubs. Take time to wrap shrubs and small trees with a winter coat of burlap for protection against cold temps. Plants at risk include those with borderline hardiness and evergreens prone to winter burn. Spray evergreens with an antitranspirant before wrapping in burlap. Before adding the burlap, protect trunks against chewing rodents by tossing mouse bait that's enclosed in a protective container near the base of the plant. And finally, failing to protect trunks. As food sources become scarce, rabbits, mice, and voles can make quick work of bark on unprotected trees and shrubs. Use tree guards around young tree trunks and surround shrubs with hardware mesh. You can also try to attract raptors like owls and hawks, which prey on these mammals, by erecting artificial perch poles. And next, Evergreen Shrubs Bring Nonstop Color by Julie Martins Forney. Evergreen shrubs don't disappoint. Add them to your landscape for vibrant flowers, leaves, and stems in every season. Castle Spire Holly. Dress up winter scenes with the deep green leaves and bright red berries of Castle Spire Holly. This holly has a narrow shape, 3 to 4 feet, that works great as part of a foundation planting or hedge. Plants grow 6 to 10 feet tall. Variegated winter Daphne. Fill late winter and early spring with the sweet fragrance of Daphne. Pink flower buds open to reveal white blooms bursting with perfume. Tuck into dappled shade or near an entry where you can savor the scent. Yellow-edged leaves add color all year long. Bird's Nest Spruce. Bird's Nest Spruce is a type of Norway spruce that grows to resemble a flattened sphere. The top of the plant has a slight depression, which gives the effect of a bird's nest. Plants grow 2 to 3 feet tall and wide, the perfect size for a foundation planting or rock garden. October Magic Ruby Camellia. Camellia shrubs blend beautiful blooms with tough evergreen leaves. October Magic Ruby Camellia Sesenqua flowers heavily in fall, opening small Christmas red, fully double blossoms. Plants grow in full sun to part shade, reaching 3 to 4 feet high and 4 to 4 feet wide. English Lavender. Silver Mist Lavender is a type of English lavender with classically fragrant flowers and leaves. The name refers to the plant's silvery leaves, which are topped by deep purple blossom spikes in summer. Lavender needs good drainage to grow its best, reaching 16 to 20 inches high and 12 to 16 inches wide. Sprinter Boxwood. Sprinter Boxwood is a fast-growing shrub with excellent hardiness. For years, Winter Gem Boxwood has set the standard for boxwood hardiness, and Sprinter is an improved version of that. Choose Sprinter Boxwood for your hedge, and plants will fill in quickly. This boxwood grows 2 to 4 feet tall and wide. Hardy, zones 5 through 8. Kramer's Red Winter Heath. Bright blooms blanket Kramer's Red Winter Heath from winter into early spring. Plants have needle-like evergreen leaves and grow to 12 inches tall and 36 inches wide. Use heath as a ground cover or pair it with conifers for an eye-catching contrast. Heath grows in rocky soil and is low maintenance once established. Mountain laurel, a native plant. Mountain laurel has pink buds in spring that open to white cup-shaped flowers. This native typically grows 5 to 8 feet tall and wide. Mountain laurel is a standout evergreen shrub because it tolerates shade, although best flowering can occur in light shade. Look for varieties with red, pink, or bicolor blooms, double or large flowers, and buds that stay light, adding an interesting texture to the shrub. Romeo Clayera, C-L-E-Y-E-R-A, offers year-round variegation. Leaves have butter yellow splashes in spring and summer that shift to rose tones in fall and winter. Clayera is a low-maintenance shrub and grows in full sun to part shade, reaching 8 to 10 feet tall by 5 to 6 feet wide. Use it as a privacy hedge, accent plant, or container shrub. Dwarf Mungo Pine is a popular choice for landscapes, fitting easily into rock gardens, foundation plantings, and mixed borders. Plants grow slowly, reaching 3 to 5 feet tall and 6 to 10 feet wide in a decade. Sweet Tea Gardenia. A reblooming gardenia keeps the fragrant flowers coming through spring and summer. First edition's Sweet Tea Gardenia unfurls tennis ball-sized double blooms on plants that grow 3 to 5 feet tall and wide. Sight plants in full sun to part shade. This gardenia makes a nice hedge or a specimen shrub. Place it near outdoor seating areas so you can enjoy the fragrance. Sicilian Sunshine Sweet Bay. Classic bay leaf fragrance and flavor abounds in Sicilian Sweet Bay. Sunny gold leaves and red stems give this shrub beauty in the landscape or stew pot. Harvest leaves as needed for cooking. Plants thrive in full sun to part shade and are hardy zones 8 through 10. To grow Sicilian Sunshine Sweet Bay in colder regions, keep it in a pot and stash it in a bright, cool spot for winter. Valley Valentine Pieris, P-I-E-R-I-S, bring part shade areas of your yard to glowing life with the bright pink flowers of Valley Valentine Pieris, P. Japonica. Dangling flowers open from deep red buds in late winter and early spring. Also known as Lily of the Valley shrub, Pieris is a slow grower, eventually reaching a mature size of 5 to 7 feet tall and wide. Use Valley Valentine as part of a foundation planting, shrub border, or hedge. Tuscan Blue Rosemary. Rosemary forms an evergreen hedge packed with fragrance. Blue flowers cover the plant in late winter to early spring, and needle-like leaves offer an aromatic perfume. Leaves can be used in cooking. Use rosemary in water-wise plantings where its drought-tolerant nature shines, or plant it as an informal hedge. Most rosemary plants, including Tuscan Blue, are hardy zones 8 through 11, but you can find varieties like Arp, Madeline Hill, and Alcade Hardy that survive winters in Zone 6 and protected spots in Zone 5. Now from the Garden Helper. Gardening in December. The month of December has most people scurrying about with a long list of gotta-dos. Probably the last thing on anyone's mind is working in the garden. Fortunately, the list of gardening to-dos for this month is more like a list of don't-dos. If you have been keeping up with your gardening tasks for the last few months, you should be able to take it pretty easy this month, at least in the garden. There are a few things to keep an eye on and a few optional things you can do in the garden. Your biggest concern will probably be tending to your house plants. This year, consider purchasing a living Christmas tree for your home. They really aren't that much more expensive than a cut tree. This is an excellent way to improve your landscape and at the same time save a tree. Before bringing a living tree into the house, water it thoroughly. Living Christmas trees should not be kept in the house for any longer than 10 days. Annuals, perennials, and bulbs. If you potted up some bulbs, such as hyacinths, daffodils, or tulips, last September for winter forcing, keep an eye on them. Make sure they remain moist and in the dark until they have established their root systems. It is possible that they have already filled their containers with roots and that the new top growth has begun. If this is so, bring them into the house and set them in a cool room in indirect light. After a week or so, move them into bright light and watch them go to town. Check on any corms and tubers which you dug up and stored this fall. Remove and discard any which shows signs of disease or rot. Shrubs and trees. Winter rains tend to make you forget about watering your garden. However, plants and shrubs which are growing beneath large evergreens or under the eaves of the house may be bone dry by this time. Lack of water in the cold winter months can be fatal to many of these plants. A quick check will let you know if you need to do a little winter watering. If there is a sudden drop in the temperature, provide extra protection for your more tender flowering plants like rhododendrons, camellias, azaleas, and Daphne. You can provide temporary emergency protection by driving in 3 of 4 stakes around the plant and then simply covering the plant with some type of cloth like burlap, a sheet, or an old blanket. Do not let this material come into direct contact with the leaves of the plant. Remove the cover completely as soon as the weather moderates. December is a good month to take cuttings of rhododendrons, azaleas, and other evergreen shrubs. The cuttings should be taken from new tip growth and kept in bright light at about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. For your lawn care, stay off frozen grass. For your houseplant care, glossy-leaved houseplants such as philodendrons, rubber plants, and palms should be sponged off periodically to allow them to breathe. Plants which have fuzzy, textured, or other non-glossy type leaves should be set in the sink and sprayed gently with room temperature water until the dust is cleaned away. Be sure that the foliage is allowed to dry completely. Provide your houseplants with extra humidity by grouping plants together or by setting the pots on leak-proof trays filled with moistened pebbles. If you successfully kept last year's plants alive and have been keeping it in 14 hours of darkness since September. Your poinsettias and Christmas cactus should be ready. Bring back into the living room by December 1st. With the proper care, these Christmas plants will remain beautiful for many weeks. They prefer to be kept on the cool side, 65 to 70 degrees during the day and 55 to 60 at night. Keep them in bright, natural light whenever possible. Keep them away from heat sources. Keep them out of drafts. Be sure to water them when they become dry. Never allow them to stand in water for more than an hour. Odds and ends. Take care of our feathered friends. Keep your bird feeder filled, especially when there is snow on the ground. Don't let your hose freeze and burst. Stretch it out with both ends open to allow the water to drain completely. Coil it up and put it away. And make sure your outdoor faucets are covered to keep them from freezing. And in the Gardener Triangle Gardener magazine, we have some events coming up in December. Lights of Magnolia, that happens through March 15th. See America's oldest garden in a new light with 9 acres of amazing lanterns, 23 themed displays, food trucks, and fun for the whole family. This is at Magnolia Plantation in Charleston. You can go to their website, lightsofmagnolia.com. And on December the 3rd at 6 p.m., the 13th Annual Ladies' Night. Ready for a night of fun and laughter with refreshments, door prizes, and vendors. It's free at the Garden Hut in Fuquay Varina. NelsaGardenHut.com. And Plants of Distinction, Winter Interest in the Garden, December the 5th, from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn about the best ways to create winter interest in the garden by choosing plants with pizzazz that offer both beauty and functionality in this final program in our Plants of Distinction series. The class is outdoors and there is a fee. You need to pre-register. This happens at Sarah P. Duke Gardens in Durham. For more information, call 919-668-1707. 919-668-1707. And Wilson Winter Lights, December the 5th through the 9th, and the 12th through the 16th from 6 to 9 p.m., walk through the Wilson Botanical Gardens to enjoy thousands of dazzling lights, music, and much more. Take free pictures with Santa, nightly music and concessions, and there is a fee. For more information, call 252-237-0113. 252-237-0113 for more information. And now, from Jerry Baker's terrific garden tonics, here's winter survival strategies. Fall is a super time for planting, but your young trees and shrubs will need a bit of TLC to make it through their first winter in your yard. If you follow my advice, your newly planted friends will survive just fine and be raring to grow come spring. Here are the ingredients. All-season horticultural oil or dormant oil, water, mulch, weatherproof or another antitranspirant spray, tree wrap, and stakes. Instructions. In late fall, spray your trees and shrubs with an all-season horticultural oil or dormant oil to stop napping pests dead in their tracks. Before the ground freezes, soak the soil well. Apply an extra layer of mulch to keep moisture in the ground. Coat the trees and shrubs with my weatherproof or another antitranspirant to lock in moisture and seal out the harsh winter elements. Then wrap the tree trunks to prevent splitting, cracking, and sunscald. In exposed sites, stake young trees so they don't get whipped about in heavy winter winds. With these few basic precautions, your trees and shrubs will sail through the winter with flying colors. Weepers do not like company. Combining trees with different shapes is a great way to jazz up your winter garden, with one exception. Never crowd weeping trees with other companions. To look their best, the graceful arcing branches need plenty of room to spread out and do their thing. And here's a terrific time saver. Need privacy in a hurry? Plant a row or grouping of large shrubs. They fill in faster than trees, and they're a whole lot less expensive than fences to boot. And a rose cleanup tonic. Fall's the best time to set back the insects and diseases that plague roses. So after your plants have shed their leaves, but before you mulch them, treat them with this cleanup tonic. The ingredients: 1 cup of Murphy's oil soap, 1 cup of antiseptic mouthwash, 1 cup of tobacco tea. To make tobacco tea, place half a handful of chewing tobacco in an old nylon stocking and soak it in a gallon of hot water until the mixture is dark brown. 1/2 cup of hot sauce and 1/2 cup of urine. Mix these ingredients in a 20-gallon hose-end sprayer and spray your plants well from top to bottom. That'll get your bushes squeaky clean for the winter and let them get off to a healthy start next spring. And winter prep tips: to get your roses ready for a long winter's nap, stop removing spent flowers in late summer or early fall, 3 to 5 weeks before the first frost in your area. Also, stop fertilizing after midsummer, but keep on watering so your plants don't go to bed thirsty. If you live where winter temperatures sometimes dip below 0 degrees, it's a good idea to protect hybrid teas, grandifloras, floribundas, and most English roses. Once the ground has frozen, pile shredded bark, soil, or compost over the base of the stems in an 8 to 12 inch tall mound. Remove the mound in early spring. We've run out of time for today's episode of Out in the Garden. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Cindy Fowler, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. You've been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Previous